This is Bhargav Reddy of APAC Assistance Asia Pacific team. I'm discussing main issues in South Asia. Today it's Tuesday, 26th of March. Firstly, in Pakistan, the Pakistan People's Party has launched a protest march against the government from Karachi today. The symbolic march will commence from Karachi's Cantonment Railway Station and proceed to Larkana in Punjab, where they will have a political rally. The party has planned several political events along the way. The protest march comes after the party leaders Bilawal and Asif Ali Zardari were called in for questioning by the National Accountability Bureau in corruption cases against them. Clients are advised to avoid all political and religious events in Pakistan. Also in Pakistan, China has transferred over $2.2 billion in new loans to the State Bank of Pakistan as part of the economic assistance package. Pakistan debt to China has been mounting primarily from infrastructure projects under China-Pakistan Economic Corridor, and the total debt is reportedly more than $60 billion. The CPEC has been under attack by regional separatist groups in Baluchistan province, the southern province of Pakistan, and the Chinese troops have been reportedly deployed to protect the projects from insurgent attacks. The new loan is likely to help Pakistan with the depleted foreign exchange reserves. In Sri Lanka, a Indian vessel was detained by the Sri Lankan Navy this week off the southern coast of the country. It was escorted to Colombo Harbor. Authorities recovered more than 100 kilos of heroin worth more than $1 billion. Authorities have detained 9 Iranian nationals. The vessel reportedly arrived from Pakistan when it was detected and detained in the southern seas. Investigators suspect that the vessel is linked to the underworld kingpin Makadure Madush, who was detained in Dubai recently. Are advised to be aware of the drug trafficking and gang warfare in Sri Lanka, which pose a major threat to civilians and businesses in the country, especially in major cities like Colombo. Please check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can buy our advisories, alerts, and assessments on a pay-per-view basis, or email us at info@apacassistance.com to inquire about our East Asia Pacific or South Asia Risk Management memberships.